Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And oh boy, is there a lot of them. Today Wednesday, January 6th, 2021, and we do have Wendy Wilson joining us for the first segment of the program today, but... Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody, and happy hump day, a really eventful one.
You said happy hump day. That's funny.
I was instructed to.
Oh, you were, huh?
I were. So we care. But, yeah, this is amazing. I know you expect a phone call any time from our producers on the ground up in D.C. right now to give us an update. But anyway, you go right ahead. I'll shut up and let you talk a minute.
So, yes, we have Wendy Wilson joining us. I think Todd's in the process of getting in touch with her. I don't know if she's with us now. Oh, we do. Okay. But we'll be breaking if Phil Hudock calls in from D.C. to give us an update on what he sees, because he is there. And we'll get the truth right from Phil Hudock's mouth, right from the source. So, with that said... Let's go ahead and do a market report today. You have gold, a big pullback today, 1900 actually for the low. It did come back, $1,919 in the New York spot price after market, down 31. Silver was down 28 cents at 27.33. Platinum was down 12 at 1103, that's $1,103. Palladium was down 26 at 2,488. And let's see, let's go to oil. Oil was up 40 cents at 50.33, but the dollar was down 0.08 at 89.42. The Dow was up 430 points at 30,822. The NASDAQ was down 78 points at 12,740. The S&P was up 21. At 3,748. Now, it was just funny. Yesterday, I asked Dave, when did he think that we would see the 10-year yield bump over 1%? It did it today. 1.04% up 0.09. So, big move for the 10-year yield today. So, we hit that. London was up 3.5%. Germany was up... 1.75%. So everything was higher. It doesn't really matter what's really happening in the world or how
that's
it affects
the whole
a citizens.
Point. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How it affects
a capital
a
in chaos. No one cares. The market
no
doesn't
one
care.
Cares. Nope. And it's all about them, and they continue on because they know where the bucks come from, and they know who really controls everything. Wendy Wilson is joining us today from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melanie. And I believe I heard.
Pastor Butch, yep, right here.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hope you are. We are going to talk about some of these COVID therapeutics that are coming out and on the rise, actually, because, you know, we've been bracing for the second wave of COVID vaccine, and we've heard, you know, well, by the time the vaccine's here, it will have mutated the virus, and is it going to work? Is the virus going to be, is the vaccine going to be effective about the virus? But we found some information that suggests that there are more therapeutic options medicine has than just a vaccine. Now, of course, we've heard about the Trump administration stressing these options. Some of the news networks carry some of that information. But people of all walks of society are really concerned, maybe even hesitant, about the various COVID vaccines that are coming out or are rolling out now. And because they've been developed in less than 12 months. So even medical professionals, I've been talking with them, and they see the vaccine as experimental, and they have their concerns and doubts about its effectiveness and, of course, about side effects. But here we have scientists now, Melody and Pastor Butch, at Sanford Burnham Presbyterian Medical Discovery Institute, and they just reported they have identified over 20 drug therapies that kill the replication of the COVID virus, so it won't make you sick. So their report did get published in the July 2020 Journal of Nature. So they've known about these therapeutics for a little while here. And the researchers were comprised of a global team of scientists who are listing 21 drugs that successfully treat COVID-19, and therefore there was really never a need for a risky vaccine. And these are things like, you know, when you go to the doctor and you get an antibiotic for sinus infection, it's kind of like this. They give you a drug, send you home, and you can treat it at home. So the researchers are stating that the antiviral drugs that will kill this virus from replicating are safe, and the doses are safe because these have all been previously tested, they're saying. So in some instances, they will mention drugs may be given in combinations. They may be using one, two, or three drugs at a time. So if you're wondering if one of the drugs is called remdesivir, you're kind of wrong. According to the lead researcher, this is from Laura Rivera. She's a researcher at Chanda Lab, Sanford Burnham Presbyterian Medical Discovery Institute, and she said remdesivir has proven to shorten the recovery time for hospital patients, but the drug does not work for everyone, and that's not good enough for us. So apparently, remdesivir can be used to complement other drugs that can be given at the first sign of an infection of COVID, and people can be treated with this at home. Now, this is exactly what Dr. McCullough stated before the congressional hearing in December 2020. Dr. McCullough, a cardiologist from Texas, said he even gave an example of a country successfully doing this with therapeutics, and that's India. And he says they have massive populations crowding, and they have lower death rates than us, and we're social distancing. So here's what the media is really not reporting. According to the report, the drugs have been in synergistic studies regarding COVID-19 virus for some time, and here's what they reported. There are 21 drugs that proved effective at blocking viral replication of the virus. 13 drugs have been previously in clinical trials confirming their effectiveness and their doses. Two drugs were already FDA approved. One was used for allergies and the other for leprosy. And also four drugs worked well synergistically with remdesivir, including an anti-malarial drug called tetratridine. So let me read you some quotes from the study. They said, this study significantly expands the possible therapeutic options for COVID-19 patients, especially since many of the drugs already have been clinically safely approved through data with human trials. This report proves the scientific community has a larger arsenal of potential weapons that may help bring this ongoing global pandemic to a halt. Wow, wouldn't that be nice to go back to normal? Yeah?
Yeah, right.
They go on to say, while some of these drugs are currently in clinical trials for COVID-19, we believe it's important to pursue additional drug candidates so that we have multiple therapeutic options for COVID, especially if it becomes drug-resistant, end quote. Well, I'm not a big drug person. You know, I don't really like to take prescription drugs. But, you know, if I was the average person out there not wanting to get the vaccine because it's so new, I may want to choose something else. And but the people aren't hearing about something else, really. They're not. Now, you may be wondering, here's a question for you guys. You may be wondering, did the researchers find the 21 drugs that they tested as possible candidates for COVID? Where do you suppose they found those drugs?
Mother God's nature?
Well, there's a drug library. Did you know that? Yeah. And they did this drug library to help scientists and doctors globally to research and do combination therapies to help with, you know, very interesting situations. So they have this drug library. And so they went to the drug library and they searched, and what came up was 12,000 drug candidates for COVID-19. That's a lot. And in this drug library, it's called Reframe, R-E-F-R-A-M-E. That's the name of the drug library. And it is online for doctors and pharmacists and researchers to tap into. And what Reframe does basically is help doctors repurpose drugs. In other words, they may find an off-label use for something. And so this is how it helps them. Now, according to Dr. Rivera, the library houses the most comprehensive drug repurposing collection of compounds for disease that have all been tested for human safety in studies and all approved by the FDA. So now this drug database, Reframe, was created by Caliber, which is a division of Squibb's research. But here's something that's really odd, and I don't know, I'll see what you think. It was funded and supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, that's kind of ironic, isn't it?
It
that they
really
funded
is.
a drug library that has the answer for COVID, where Bill Gates has been pushing the drug, you know, vaccine instead. Isn't that something? But, you know, we already know the scenario. The fear is the stream the media is pressing and the powers are banking on. Fear to promote their agenda. They're keeping people in check with fear. So what the researchers have really done is remove that fear surrounding COVID-19 virus, and that is, it's all treatable with less risky medications than the vaccine, and you can treat it at home. You don't have to be on a ventilator at the hospital. And what's really kind of surprising for people to realize is the people that went to the hospital and were put on ventilators, they were actually put into a medical coma so that the hospital could put them on the ventilators so they can get extra money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that treatment, a lot of doctors came out, and of course some of them were blackballed about it, saying that wasn't the right treatment for this disease, to put them on ventilators. But that was the protocol that the, you know, WHO and others were pushing. So now you've got, you know, you don't have to worry about a risky vaccine. You don't have to have the fear of the COVID vaccine. There's options for you. And without fear, people won't have to wear masks and be compelled to shut down their businesses or their lives. And I'm sure you've heard where people were saying, well, if I get the vaccine, then I don't have to wear a mask. And they were telling them, no, you still have to wear a mask.
That's right.
What's the
That's
point
right.
of getting a vaccine? You know, yeah. Right? Well, here's the thing. Whenever you get a viral vaccine, it's clinically proven through virology, scientific research. The virus vaccines are the most risky and most have the most side effects. But you shed that virus off for about 2 weeks to 3 weeks after you get the vaccine. So is the second wave going to be promoted by the rollout of the vaccine? Probably so. So they're going to spread COVID with the vaccine patients.
Wow.
Okay. So you really need to be quarantined once you get the vaccine. And I've heard from people just this week where friends, neighbors, whatever, went and got in Pennsylvania, they were rolling out the vaccine. And the people turned up sick with COVID virus and tested positive. Of course, you know, you had the virus injected into you. What do you expect?
You know, it's funny because my aunt, she's 87, and she had a doctor's appointment, and you know, she asked about, and he told her not to get it yet. He says, wait. And so there are some smart doctors out there, I guess, but
yeah, I mean, so a lot of this research does expose the agenda, and they're leveraging this virus and this fear. Science already has medicines to treat this, and they can treat this condition without putting patients at risk in comas and on ventilators. They do. Mm-hmm. Think about that the next time medical science, you know, they already had tools at their disposals, but were prohibited from using them or from talking about them. So think about who these entities are that are blocking that information from being used, published, pursued. And if they'll lie to you about that, what else will they lie to you about?
Absolutely.
So, God, you know what? God tells us to fear not, right, Pastor Butch? Fear not. He tells us to fear not, he tells us he'll be a hedge about us, Psalms 91, right? Fear not.
Yes.
So I think it's important that we, you know, lean on the Lord. Let his arm's not short. He can protect us from plagues. Psalms 91 is that special prayer of protection against plagues. And people don't want to use the power of prayer. And it's phenomenal. The church should use that. And I think a lot are. I think a lot of people are. But, yeah, crack open your Bible in Psalms 91. Read that prayer. And fear not. Fear not. And plus, we all have these wonderful herbs full of minerals to support the immune system to naturally reduce your likelihood of becoming sick. So herbs are here for the service of man, healing of the nations, and God tells us that. And I just came across a new mention of herbs in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, where he says herbs are meat. And a lot of people think that's, you know, regarding potency, protein, that could mean that, but it also could mean another double meaning is convenient. These are convenient for you. So so now, you know, we can move forward. We don't have to be in fear, or we don't have to hesitate, and we know that we have options to protect us from this plandemic. So if you're interested, if anybody's out there interested in learning more about using medicinal herbs to support immune system, we do have pandemic kits, and they're, you know, likely to be mass-produced as soon as we get our computer back up, Melanie.
Oh no!
We had a hard drive crash on Monday, and we're still working on it. We got one back up, but it's, you know, it's terrible when you come into work and you log in and there's the blue screen. That's not good.
No.
So anyway, we're working on that. So if you've called in, if you've requested catalogs, if you had orders, and we're usually Johnny on the spot with orders, but if it seems a little slow now, that's because, you know, we're kind of down one computer, so we apologize for that. Give us a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And on top of the computer problem, I've heard our toll-free in Canada is not working. I don't know why. So for Canadians, call this number, 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or visit us at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And I hope you had a good New Year, Melanie. I hadn't talked to you since New Year.
I know. It was great. I hope yours was good also.
Oh, yeah. Busy. I got puppies, as you know. I'm busy. I'm busy mama, puppy mama.
You had puppies. How about that?
Yeah. Well, I adopted two, and my daughter adopted a third, and so we've just been training puppies, which is always nice. But it's New Year's is a blur.
Now, what's the breed?
We got a Feist dog mix. So they were bred for a small game, hunting small game, and they're in the terrier line. Yeah, I know. I said I'd never have another terrier, right? What did I mean by that? So it's a challenge. They won't get over 30 pounds. That was my thing. I didn't want a big dog, so.
Well, you know, those terriers, you know, they have their issues, but they are so darn cute.
I know. And
they're very loyal little dog, too. I have one that's half terrier, half shih tzu, and I couldn't name him Buddy because he's always with me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I picked up Don Sullivan's dog training, the perfect dog, so I'm going to see if that helps me.
Well, it depends on how much terrier it has.
Well, the one that looks more like a terrier than the other ones, she's stubborn, so she's going to be my challenge. Yeah.
All right, give us your phone number, Wendy.
866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Have a great night.
Alrighty, thank you, Wendy. Be safe.
Thanks, Wendy.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Well, I'm sure now, Butch, all the listeners know or are aware of what is happening in D.C.
Yes.
And it's you have Phil Hudak that will be calling in from
Yes, on site. He was there, yes.
He was there, so it'll be good to have conversation with someone that has been there. And, you know, for the most part, it really was a peaceful demonstration.
It really was, at least so far. Yes. There was one lady shot by one of the guards, shot through the door and hit her in the neck, and they were doing chest presses on when they took her out, so I don't know what she's going to make her or not.
Now, I didn't know that much detail about that, just that there had been a woman shot
and
so forth.
Yeah, there's one woman shot in the neck, but I don't know where it's going to lead. I don't know what's going to lead. I don't. I understand people's frustration. I cannot say I don't understand it. I do. But, you know, right here in West Virginia, the flag on the Capitol was flown upside down today. They said it was a human error. They didn't mean to do it. I just can't imagine somebody getting the flag upside down, hoisting up, pulling down, noticing it, you know. No, it's not an error. So... The nation is in an uproar, and there's no point in denying it's in an uproar, and I can't believe the markets aren't even paying attention to it. I mean, we have, for the first time in our lifetime, total civil unrest at the nation's capital, with people occupying the capital, senators and congressmen on hiding their offices. They're breaking glass and doors into the chambers. One guy sat in the chamber and started yelling, "Trump won the election," and again, I'm not, the people are frustrated. I surely get that. So I'm not throwing stones at them, but it doesn't affect the market. I thought surely the market would have some kind of downturn with all this chaos, but nothing happened. Melody, it's unbelievable what's going on.
You know, well, it's all about money. Billionaires are making record profits.
Sure.
You know, Goldman shares near high. You have, you know, all the tech companies. They're being billionaires over and over and over again. And, hey, you don't let a crisis go wasted.
Very true.
You know, it really isn't because the market isn't what's happening to this country anymore. It is back to the game of the wealthy. It's strictly for the wealthy. The big hedge funds, these big investment firms, you know, people who have their retirement accounts in there. You get the little day traders sucked in there thinking that, you know, they're going to be walking away with, you know, Trump's money. Well, I don't know how much money he has, but, you know, maybe, you know, somebody else's money. I mean, it's just there is no connection to Wall Street anymore.
No,
when you
not.
See Wall Street fail, that'll mean the banks are failing. And that is coming. That is coming because the dollar is failing. And this kind of unrest that we're seeing, God bless every man and woman that went to support President Trump today. God bless each and every one of them. And for having a peaceful, but I just can't come to, and yes,
I think it's great. But I don't know why they would believe that something was going to change. That there was actually, that President Trump would be remaining in office. And that was an idea promoted by him. He threw Pence under the bus. I thought he'd throw Pence under the bus a long time ago. I thought that's why he appointed Mike Pence for the Warp Speed COVID response team. But he finally threw him under the bus starting Monday. And he was building. He was building the fire. Butch, am I right or wrong?
Well, I can certainly see where you're coming from with that. I really can. I truly can. But I think that the main ignition of the fire was that obvious fraud in the election. I mean, it happened under Obama.
True.
It's happened in the past. It really has. But this was the most blatant, out in the open. I mean, last night's election in Georgia, the Republican computers shut down. They broke. Now, it's right on the back, by the way, on the back of his computer just said made in China, by the way. That's fact.
Hey, Butch, Phil is here.
Yes.
Phil is
all right,
here. Phil Hudon.
Let's talk
here.
To Phil. Phil, I'm glad to have you with us, my friend. I know you've had an eventful day. It seems like you're kind of our man on the ground up there. Tell us what's going on.
Well, Butch, I think I should pinch myself to make sure I'm really here. It's quite unbelievable. Of course, there are all kind of rumors going around, but I can tell you what I saw. I saw at least 100,000 people, all very polite, peaceful. There was a lot of Christian presence, a lot of posters, anti-abortion. Jesus is the answer. That was at the first part we heard President Trump from a distance, and then we went to the Capitol. And
I feel Trump was there. Trump was there.
Yeah, Trump was speaking at about 11 o'clock. He was supposed to speak at 11. I think it was a little bit after 11. He spoke in front of the White House, and a certain number of people could get in, but you know they didn't. They couldn't have backpacks or tripods or just about
right.
anything, you know, for security. So we didn't go into that section, but we could actually hear him.
What was he saying? What was he saying?
Well, he was just saying that, you know, the election was stolen and that, you know, it's our job to take the country back, and that he wasn't going away. I couldn't hear a whole
He said he wasn't going away. Is that what he said?
Well, don't quote me on anything.
Actually,
I
think Trump is speaking now. But go ahead, Phil.
Yeah. I can't tell you all what he said, but, you know, there would be cheers go up, and we would catch a word or two from where we were, because we were probably a quarter mile away. But the crowd was very enthusiastic with all his remarks. And like I say, I'm not going to try to quote him because I only caught, you know, a word here and there. But the people were very peaceful. A lot of signs, all over the country, every state, lots of people from Texas, Maine, just all over, all really of one mind. And very peaceful. I didn't see any violence at all. When we went to the Capitol, we did hear what sounded like gunshots, but I'm not sure.
Well, I understand that on ABC News, they had one lady that was shot in the neck by one of the police, shot through the door, and hit her in the neck. They were giving her chest compressions when they take her out on the stretcher. So I don't know if she's going to make her or not.
Okay. Well, these were shots outside, or at least they sounded like shots. And like I said, they sounded like muzzleloaders, like black powder guns, because I've heard black powder guns. And
sure.
Then there were some, this actually sounded like a cannon, a deep, I don't know if they were warnings or, I know it certainly scared the pigeons away. but for a long time, everyone was outside the Capitol, but then from where we were, which was, I was about 300 or 400 yards away. I was videotaping the crowd gathering in front of the back of the Capitol, and you could see at one point they started to get past security. There were policemen in, like, green outfits, and for a while it looked like they were going to try to stop them, but then they left. And when I left the Capitol, I would say there were probably 500 people all on balconies and things around the Capitol. And, of course, we heard rumors that people got in the Capitol.
Yeah, that was ABC News that they got inside, actually went into the Senate chambers. One guy sat in the seat and said, sit down in the chair of the head of the Senate there, and said, Trump won. They went to the senators and the congressmen, doors, beating on doors, asking where they were. So, yeah, they were inside the Capitol.
Okay, well, of course, you know, we heard that on the radio. People were passing around information, but like I said, everyone was peaceful, but they've had enough. You know, there was talk, you know, we should peacefully go into the Capitol, and because it's not going to change. And like you say, it's way past time to do something.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago. Even Thomas Jefferson said that the tree of liberty has to be watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants every 10 years. He said that. I didn't. So that's
right. And they brave. I'll tell you, they brave some really cold, windy conditions, and I'm about half numb. But it was quite something to see. It was quite something to see. I have a lot of footage, but I'd like to put together to show people. But it was amazing. I kind of felt that they would try to peacefully go into the Capitol, and but you could just tell that was the demeanor of the people. They were there to see something happen, not just be there. They wanted to see something happen.
Well, I'm interested to see what's going to happen now with the Congress, what they're going to do, when they're going to reconvene and try to get the vote in. I just wonder what's going to happen. Obviously, they delayed it today. It's not going to happen today. I wonder what's going to happen tomorrow.
Well, this was like the shot on Lexington Green. You know, this is they better pay attention.
I agree. And, of course, the news media, the one that I watched, was very anti-protesters. They call them anarchists. Those people are not anarchists. All they want is fair elections. They're not against government. They want a fair election for governments. They're not anarchists. But they call them anarchists. They call them they're destroying the democracy. They have no idea what a democracy is. It's not democracy. But they go on from there, blaming everything, on everybody there, that they were just hotheads, more or less, and just there to cause problems. Well, Phil and we didn't cause the problem. The people didn't cause the problem. Powers that be caused the problem. I mean, in Georgia last night, the Republican computers broke down, and the Democrats won barely, but they won.
Well, that shows their hubris. You know, they play the same cards over and over, and the people here were just here about fair elections. That was all it was about.
That's all they're asking.
They can't have fair elections. You can't have a constitutional republic.
You can't even have a good democracy without fair elections. You can't have anything.
Right. Exactly.
That's where we are. So you're heading back to the motel now, I guess, out of town there. So are you going to be there? Do you think the crowd will disperse before 6, or what's going to happen there? That's only about an hour away or so, hour and a half. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, when I left, the ones over at the Capitol that were actually on the Capitol grounds and steps and balconies and stuff, they were still there, and they were loud. A lot of the other people were heading out, probably for two reasons. One, the curfew, and people have been here since early this morning, some of them before sunrise. And there was one porta potty on the entire grounds.
Oh my!
And that was over by the Washington Monument. Can you imagine that? There were no trash cans.
Oh.
No, they didn't they didn't want to make it easy for the people here. I can guarantee you that.
I guarantee that. My goodness, a lot of people either had to hold it a long time or let it fly where they were, I guess. But anyway.
This one lady came over to me and she said, "You're lucky." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, you can pee anywhere." She said, "There's men peeing everywhere." And she said, "I can't do that."
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah, well, I didn't drink any coffee this morning, so I've been holding it.
Well, you know, I feel I hate, I really, as you do, I hate to see it come to this. And I will say this very carefully. I despise violence, but I'm not opposed to it when it's necessary. I don't want anybody breaking my home and harm me. That's why I don't want to happen, but I'll defend myself if I have to. These are times people got to realize that these leaders, these so-called congressmen and senators, have got to realize that people are fed up. When the Supreme Court overrides states' votes, when they override themselves and say the votes are legal, when they were clearly not evil, the states' rights have to be manifested. One of the state senators in Pennsylvania, a Democrat, could not be seated today because the Republicans kicked him out. The Republicans in the Senate in Pennsylvania kicked him out. They said, "They're not going to seat this man today." The lady ran against him actually won, but the Supreme Court said the late votes counted. So either it's law or it's not.
Yeah, exactly. A lady asked me, she said, "How do you feel about all this?" I said, "Well, I feel sad that it's come to this, but I feel happy to see people actually standing up."
Yes, I totally agree. Phil, I tell you what, don't forget to be sure and call in tonight, but you know, after 8 o'clock or so for our broadcast to get us more up to date. And thanks for being there on the ground.
Appreciate it, Phil. Thank you.
We really do.
I know you
got to be wore out, so be careful coming home.
Yes.
Okie dokie.
Okay, see you later. Bye. Talk to you at the Wildfield. Well, there you go.
You know, I think you said something that just kind of hits, it truly is sad.
It is sad.
It truly is sad. It breaks my heart. But, and my question is, what's next?
I agree.
What now? What's next?
I don't want to even maybe think about what's next. I don't know if the Senate doesn't take this seriously and actually make a change in what they know is wrong, this isn't over. By any means, it's not over. I don't know what to say. I don't like it. I'm like, feel makes me sick in my stomach. Think about it.
Well, I was watching the Senate before this all broke out. And I'm no fan of Ted Cruz, but his comments I agreed with 100%. All they would have to do is get a committee. They are allowed to create a committee for 10 days, to investigate. And it is true. If the Democrats didn't have anything to worry about, do it.
Well,
but then my question
right.
is, you get 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans, so in 10 days you're going to be at the same spot as you were when you went in. But at least you could say, yeah, the committee and the investigation into it. And so it would be so simple to do that. And it's really simple.
It's too easy.
To head into our break right now. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survivor.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Butch.
Well, I mean, where do
we go?
A lot of
emotions flying today.
There are. I mean, where do we go from there? I mean,
where do we go?
What do we do now? That, we talk about financial things, and maybe we should. Yeah, we made a point. Now, what do we do? This is the whole point. Where do we go?
So everything's going to go back to the way it was, and everybody will feel better. I don't know.
I'm anxious to see, and I don't want to see, actually, but I'm anxious to see what's going to happen next. You know, because obviously, with Democrats taking Georgia, we're going to have a total liberal, and I hate to use the word liberal, that's just one of the, Senate and Congress, they're going to more or less do what they want to do. It's going to be a war. It's going to be a war on conservatives, especially Christians. It's going to be a war on Christians. And I forgot about this today, Melody. Joe Biden was the first one to do a homosexual wedding, and his vice president was the first one to do one in California. Now, that'll tell you something. What's coming for America, and what's going to happen to those who stand against it? I mean, I do believe that something isn't turning around. The Christian fundamentalists that are really trying to make a difference are going to face a lot of persecution, and that's just all there is to it. I don't like it, but I've seen it coming on for years. It's been prophesied in the Bible, and it's happening. You know, so we'll see what happens. I don't want to tell you. I mean, that we've lost, as far as any means of conservatism, we've lost both houses and the White House. Comments?
You know, it's, I don't know. But then I also know we have elections in 2 years.
Yeah.
And you
know, make that far.
If we make it that far.
Yes.
But I go back to my question, what's next?
I don't know. I mean, we'll know more tomorrow about what happened today.
You know, as far what I believe, I mean, this, whatever you want to call it, charade election, whatever you want to call it, is going to go through. Biden's president. And it's going to be, and it is up to our elected officials, the ones that we got left, to do what is necessary. And have we lost complete faith in everything?
We have. Well, people are mad enough now our politicians, I hate to use that word, 99% of them have no idea what is right and wrong any longer, or they don't care.
Yeah, they
either
don't.
Way, doesn't make they don't care.
Well, we voted them in there, Butch.
Well, that's what they say, but did we? I don't know anymore.
Well, they can't rig every election across this country.
Well, they did in Georgia again last night.
And if it's rigged, it's
so.
On both sides too. Both sides.
Well, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. But how do you trust to vote ever again?
And the thing of it is, they do need to investigate Pennsylvania.
supposedly they changed those laws without going through the proper legislation.
That's right.
The people in Pennsylvania should be outraged. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on.
They overrode the 10th Amendment. States'
rights.
So if
they're going to do that for an election, what else do you think they're going to do to you?
Well, the people are going to be happy.
You're going to have governors. You're going to have all kinds of people. The state attorney, they'll be writing the laws for you.
Oh, sure.
They already are.
Corporations already are writing laws for us.
Yep, absolutely.
They really are. And so are government agencies that have no legal authority are writing laws and rules you've got to follow. But Biden did say that when Democrats get to Georgia, the first thing that happens when he gets in the office, he'll get the $2,000 checks out the door to the people. So hooray, hooray, hooray for the people. Only costs us of any semblance of a lawful election, they'll get $2,000 for it. Don't worry about it. I'm afraid that's the reason some people they want the handouts. They just don't care. I mean, socialism is not almost here. Socialism is here.
Socialism was here for over 100 years.
I guarantee it. Now it's turning into communism.
Which I said this morning. People don't understand what we do. Our listeners do. People have an idea there's something wrong with our monetary system. They believe that, you know, they might understand debt. But I don't think a lot of people understand that socialism is here in this country.
No, they don't.
We don't have anyone explaining it to them.
We've taken in an incremental steps to the point that the next generation doesn't know what we lost is in our generation.
Clue.
That's how it worked.
No,
that's how it worked. And now we have 11 cities wanting to use UBI programs. They want to bring them in this year to bring in UBI programs.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, this is direct communism, not just socialism. And I would say that the masses, not all of them, but the masses are for it. The people that understand the truth will be standing against it. But even the Pope is all for it. I mean, I'm sitting back, look at this, and they're going to start in towns like Pittsburgh and different places. Really? And if Biden takes office, this will go through. There'll be no opposition in Congress, yeah. No opposition in the Senate. It'll go through.
Nope. It'll go through.
Oh,
you know, I said this morning, we can't be, you know, Monday morning quarterbacks with the election that's happened in Georgia. But you know what? It was almost by design.
Yes,
when
it was.
Look at how some of the... I said almost a year ago that the presidential... It looked more like Trump was trying to lose. And it was the same thing in Georgia. It looked like these people were trying to lose. It's like, you're not going to win an election. And I'm not... I get the rigging of the system. I get that. But it does... They probably couldn't... Could they have done it as well of a job as rigging the election if a campaign was really one ran well to win? Does that make sense? Did I say that right, Butch?
It's close enough. I got the point. But I just don't know, Melody. It's just
I mean, I don't know. I'm just talking.
I don't know. But I know people are leaving the United States and are going to Canada. I mean, that's like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. It's no better there than it is here for any reason, economically or COVID. People are fed up, and I hate that. I really do. And I know the enemies around the world are tickled to death to what's happening right now. And maybe their allies are a little nervous about what's happening, because I read an article the other day that, you know, it isn't COVID that's going to bring the economy down. It's going to be this unrest. It eventually has to. So I don't know, Melody. It's just, I see it happening. I'm watching it happen. I don't like what I'm seeing, but I can't change the fact that it's happening.
I agree with you.
You know, I just don't want to say about it. I mean, it's come to a head today somewhat. The boil's been popped, you know, and we'll see what happens on that. People are fed up for a lot of reasons, not just the election. People mad because the businesses have been shut down. They lost their incomes. The renters, the people that own rental properties can't collect rent, and they're losing their livelihood. People are fed up. They're mad. And this obvious voter fraud was just a catalyst that kicked it over. You know, it's a camel broke the straw broke camel back. Have you heard that old saying? It's just come to a head. I mean, we got restaurants in New York now that are selling frozen dinners because they can't open. They're selling frozen dinners instead of hot meals. That's, I mean, you give them credit for innovation. At least they're trying. But how much more can he handle? People are mad. And I understand that. I can't, knowing that lady that was shot is dead now, it makes me angry also. Reports come in from Alex Jones, folks, that the lady that was shot through the door by a guard in the neck did die. So this is things that should make us angry because there was no need for that. But, what's next? What's going to happen tomorrow? Will the House and Senate reconvene? Will the National Guard come in tonight and do anything? What's going to happen? Will the people leave at 6?
I mean, well, no, it's getting pretty cold out there. So
it is.
So they probably, unless they can, there's no trash cans in order to build fires, as Phil said. So, that's where they, to keep warm and anything. So I don't know. If they were just planning for a day trip or we'll find out tomorrow. But I guess President Trump did make a, when Phil was on, President Trump did make a statement. He told protesters to go home. And
and do what?
Just go home. He says, I know your pain. I know you're hurt. This was it was a video message that was posted to Twitter, I guess. We had an election. I mean, he continues to talk about the election. He continues to put fire, but I guess that's fuel that's needed. And
well, if they go home and never go back to business as usual, what would that change in the next election?
Well, they'll be able to do what they'll be able to do is to continue what they were supposed to do today by Zoom or by, they don't have to show up to the
halls. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just want to know, if people go home and everything goes through, Biden's in the office, what's that going to change in the future?
I don't know.
See, that's the problem. If nothing's changed, then all this is for nothing. The lady died for nothing. What's the use to do it if you're not going to back it up and say this has got to change? Well, we want to change now. What we do in 2 years another election comes up? If this was fraud, obviously, and even the Senate race in Georgia was fraud.
Well, then I guess the Republicans have some work to do in the next 2 years, just like should have been done this past year. There should have been work some done. And when Pennsylvania started changing those laws, why wasn't anybody doing anything about it? It's my questions.
I don't know. Why didn't do something about it when Trump had both houses first 2 years in office? I don't know.
You could have fixed a lot of things. And I don't buy that his hands were tied. But, we're not going to, and again, I'm just amazed at the media. This morning I was watching on that in Kenosha, the shooting of the officer to the guy in the back.
Right.
And I was watching Fox, and they were saying, well, that guy, they were arresting him because he had a felony arrest warrant on him. They shot him twice with tasers, and he pulled them out. Now, can you get that? Tasers. I mean, that's somebody, I don't know, Butch. I've never been shot by a taser.
It's probably high on drugs. I would tell you from experience.
Probably.
Yeah, he's probably high on drugs. The taser didn't bother that much.
And I was flipping to go to the Weather Channel, and I saw another station. I think it was MSNBC. I just saw it come up in the screen, so I thought I'm going to wait and see what they say. And, of course, what they said was a white police officer shot a black man running away. That was their description. Nothing about his arrest record of a felony.
Of course not.
Felony's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Nothing.
Of course not.
About that he was tased twice. And it's not news or new news that we know that's what they do, but it was just and that's what we have to contend with.
Yes, that's very true. Very true, but No, the obviously the media and the one I'm watching today about this happening in D.C., the media was very biased against the people that were taking
the
stand. Very biased.
Absolutely.
And they were saying, well, no matter what happens, Biden's going to be, no matter what happened, Biden's going to be president.
Yes.
But they were saying that no matter what to do. I mean, in other words, you can't stop it no matter what.
That's agree.
Like a challenge. That's like a challenge. I mean, it's like throwing the gauntlet down and say, we dare you. You don't do that. You don't just say, you can't do it, nah. You don't do that.
Yeah, but it's being fueled for both sides. We just happen to be on that side. We're on the side of our republic. You know,
well, that's very true.
We want the right thing to be done.
I totally agree.
But it is fueled on both sides more
yes,
to the,
it is.
You know. And Trump did push Pence under the bus. He did. And I'm no fan of Pence.
Yeah.
Pence was going to, and people were going to D.C. because Trump was telling them that something big was going to happen.
Well, something big did happen.
People thought that Pence was going to overturn the election and President Trump would be elected for another 4 years. That's what I saw from an interview with a gentleman that was walking, and he says, yeah, but Pence didn't do it. But that's what they were expecting.
Well, again,
and that's sad.
It is sad. This is the day that will change our country in one way or the other forever, Melody. It'll never be the same.
I also heard a report the last time anybody had stormed the buildings like this was, I don't know, the British long ago.
Yep.
And they burned it down.
Yep.
200 years ago, I guess. So
that's where we are.
That's where we are today. Thank you, Butch, and thank you for having Phil on. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be talking about finances tomorrow or anything else that might be coming our way. Until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.